This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia has unleashed a string of attacks on crucial infrastructure throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Whilst the heaviest fighting in recent days has concentrated around Ukraine's eastern front, the attacks struck far behind the front line of that offensive. Ukrainian railway authorities said five railway facilities in central and western Ukraine were hit, including a missile attack near the western city of Lviv. Russia's defense ministry confirmed that the Russian military also destroyed an oil refinery in Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, along with fuel depots there. The ministry also confirmed that a total of 56 Ukrainian targets were destroyed overnight. I'm Karen Chames.
Meanwhile, Moscow announced a ceasefire in the besieged city of Mariupol to evacuate civilians. The United States believes Ukraine can win the war against Russia if it has the right equipment, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin said Monday. Britain is to send to Ukraine armored vehicles able to fire missiles against invading Russian aircraft, Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said on Monday. Ukrainian forces have been using UK-donated Starstreak high-velocity and low-velocity missiles against Russian forces for more than 3 weeks, he told Parliament. Fears of escalating the conflict mean that NATO members, including Britain, are limited in what military hardware they can send to Ukraine. The minister said Britain's assessment was that approximately 15,000 Russian personnel have been killed during their offensive. Now to China's capital, Beijing. The city of more than 21 million has begun mass testing and shutting down residential and business districts amid a new outbreak of COVID-19. This is VOA News.